Hi, welcome.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, wow. I can't believe we're doing this.
Why can't you?
I don't know. It just feels... it feels new. It feels different. I mean, it's a very important moment, not just for both of us, but just for me as well, personally, because it's been a moment. I mean, I'm sure that our followers have been wondering where the fuck I've been. But, you know, I'm here, y'all. I know y'all miss me, and I have my bitch Shannon on the ride. So, let's get into it, sis.
Dude, what's going on? Hi, y'all.
It's been so great. And for those who are wondering what the fuck's going on, I just want to take the moment and just welcome you to our brand new show. It's called Getting to Exist with Shen and Rob. And on this platform, we're basically going to be analyzing, diving into, and just talking about the things that we love, and I'm sure you do too, which is music crossing over with pop culture. Right, Shannon?
Right.
Definitely. So let's get into some little bit of it. Let's get some introductions outside of here, right? Because right now, this bitch wake me up early in the morning. I'm a brain of two to wake up yet. So let's just get into it.
Bitch. Y'all already know who I am. And as Robin said, you know, the only thing you never say is I'm the loud mode person. And y'all already know me. Who don't know me are gonna get to know me. And, you know, that's the biggest thing about pop culture and what I am capable of knowing. I'm very knowledgeable about stuff like this. This is like my passion. It's like my baby getting into all of this. But if you want to go follow me on my Twitter, it's KHENNON_106. And you know all my social. But that's it. What's going on with you?
Said the girl, come on the show with our load mode team, big chest, everything. Oh, I'm going to know all your muscles. I'm so strong.
Yes, girl. Feet on the ground. Always.
But before we dive into it, I just want to take the moment and just get some important things out of the way. You know how me station on the other night, last night actually, Hurricane Ida did a really big number on New York. I felt really bad, and I just want to send out a prayer for all of my friends and families who've been affected by Tropical Storm Ida over the past couple of days. I know it's been super rough, and I just hope that you guys are just getting through it. Yeah. So, girl, we have the show. It name Get Into It, Sis. And we don't tell people, say, I'm music we're at the top of, right? So why don't you take the opportunity and just tell everybody, first of all, how did your transition how was your transition? Because me definitely know say a gospel you grew up on. Gospel, all reggae, all dancehall. And we're at the point now where mostly we just love pop music. How did you get from that point to where you are now?
Well, as you stated before, like, I grew up listening to gospel and all of that. It's like, I think I was born into music per se. I think I found out what my passion was and how I felt about music in the 2010s. Like, most of this generation really felt like the whole shift in music started in 2010. Because, you know, the early 2000s was the big it. 1999, early 2000s was the it. And then everybody was like, okay, music started to fade away. And back in 2010, when all of these pop girls jumped onto the market, most of them were here before, but nobody paid attention to them until the 2010s. So it's kind of a new birth of a new generation. And that's where I found my passion in pop culture, pop music, my girl Rihanna, and, you know, Nicki Minaj, all of these females that was out and popping at the time. Most of these rap gods that we know of, Jay-Z, Kanye West, T-Pain, who we did not know about until the other day. Yeah, we know about him back then. A lot of other artists that I can't remember right now, but will not name. Also, like, you know, we've been in these music things. We know a lot about the inner workings of the industry, how it goes. You know, once we're divested, we tend to go deep into the culture, trying to know every little nugget and, you know what I mean, like, get into it.
I definitely know what you mean. And, you know, it's funny that you would say that because, you know, music is just such an amazing thing. It is, it's amazing for humans because we're the only persons whose brain, whose entire nerve ends in our body can actually process, understand, and make music. You know, they're definitely animals that can understand, you know, the little rhythmic sounds from music, but they don't really get it like we do. And, you know, that's what puts us top tier, you know. And music has been around for as time, and we have made it in such a way where now we're able to, like, really understand it, see the inner workings of how it's produced, how it impacts people. And that's really basically what we're going to be talking about on our show. How the music of today's time, and, you know, even in the past, really affects us as well as, you know, people on a whole. Now, you say you grew up Miss Dancehall, Miss Gospel, and it was the same thing with me, you know? Grew up every Sunday morning. As a matter of fact, every morning, no matter the pan love 101, I mean, hear my local gospel music, Kirk Franklin, CC Winan, the Clark sisters, Mary, you know, all of them people, and even the Jamaica ones, like, give me some of the girl. Give me some
of the I can't remember all of these people. Oh my God.
No, too bad. Too bad.
Bad. I'm telling you. But there's a lot out there. I can't remember everybody right now.
Okay. All right. So I remember there was a point when we just became friends. I don't know if you remember, but there was always, like, this little stanwar that was going on between us. You remember, like, you were always a Navy and
correct.
I was a Beehive.
Correct. I remember.
And now you are a Cardi stan and I am a Barb. Is it that funny? Like, when are we going to be on the same team, bitch?
I felt like we were on the same team for a second, because after a while you were like, oh, I'm a Navy now. And then I was like, oh, I'm a Beehive. So we kind of always been on the opposite. And I'm always be like, bitch, you should have got into Rihanna when she was popping, how she was popping. And then you were like, no, I didn't want to get into her like that. And then I was like, damn, I think Beyonce is so fucking good. Like, I don't know. We've never been on the same page at the same time. And that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. And you know what? I also want to take the moment as well, because, bitch, you know, I like to take moments. I want to take the moment and just wish Beyonce happy birthday when it comes. You know, so the show year I could drop probably before our birthday, which is September 4th. I want to just take the moment and just wish her happy birthday. All right, so let's get into it. We're now going to be talking about, you know, just some of the artists that has always been able to just keep themselves in the moment, keep themselves on pop culture, keep themselves basically on trend. And since we just mentioned Beyoncé, definitely Beyoncé has been one of those artists that has always been at the top of her game. And you know, we're also going to be dedicating one of her shows to her, which is basically talk about her discography and how she's just been the it factor ever since. You know, she's been on top since Destiny's Child. She's been on top since her debut album. Like, bitch, and the girl has been acting. You know what I mean? You know, like, the girl has been in Dreamgirls. She's been in Fighting Temptations. She's been in Obsessed. She's been in Austin Powers. She's been in Pink Panther. She's been in The Lion King. Wow. Those are some big budget movies.
I'm telling you, that girl's been busy, booked and busy.
Booked and very busy. And you know, I've been a part of the Beehive for as long as I can possibly remember. And you know, I think what really grabbed me about Beyoncé, it has always been her voice. She has one of the most recognizable voices in the world. Like, it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter what kind of feature that she's doing. Like, once this bitch opens her mouth, and then she starts singing, like, you know the voice, you know the run. Her technique are just so on point that really sets her apart from the other girls.
True.
And Lady Gaga has definitely been one of those girls for me as well, that has really transitioned as well into being this super pop star. That is almost just as much as a triple threat. You know, like, she's now in the upcoming movie, House of Gucci, which is amazing. Y'all should go check it out when it drops in November, I think. And she is ultimately the main person that has got me into pop music. And I just want to talk about Lady Gaga for a moment, Shannon, if you don't mind, because I remember back in 2008 when she just dropped Just Dance. That was just such a huge moment. Like, that era, 2008 to about 2013, was just such a moment, especially in music. I feel like we have like a real resurgence of like super huge talent and super creativity. And as an impact on me, a little young boy, queer boy growing up, she was like the first person that I saw on main screen that showed LGBT representation. Because she was, even though she was a pop star, she always had like this little bi perspective. You know, you'd see her kissing girls and flirting with girls, and then, you know, the queens them always come up, you know, do them thing, twirling her all about. So, bitch, I used to live for that, you know? And so it was like, it kind of like sparked something in me. It made me realize that I can be who I am as I am.
Right.
And her music was just, and people don't realize this, but Lady Gaga's music, as poppy as they may sound, have really huge messages. Even on her last album, Chromatica, 911 was basically dedicated to the mental issues that she had to go through and had to deal with as the aftermath of her getting raped. You know, people look at these music and these songs just because them have a look of poppy beats and the song is catchy, that is all, you know, smiles and giggles, but sometimes some real shit in the lyrics them. Are you a person that listens to music for lyrics, or do you just listen to it because of the beat?
Depends on the artist. If it's an artist I don't really care about and their beat is like really catchy, then I'll listen to the music. But if it's an artist I need to pay attention to, then bitch, I'm listening to the lyrics. I gotta hear what they're saying. I gotta feel what they're saying. And I'm a very emotional person listening to music. I don't listen to music like how people just listen to it because, okay, this is what's hitting now, this is what's jamming now. No, I'm not that person. If I'm gonna get into the music, I'm getting into the music. I wanna know who wrote the music, where the music is coming from, how it was inspired, what's going on the background of the music, the engineering, how was it created. That's how deep I go when I'm listening to a song. I wanna know the inner workings of what's going on.
Okay, so what have you been listening to recently?
You know what? I've been listening to The Blueprint.
As in the girls?
No, as in the girls from the BET Encore.
Oh, okay. I was shocked for a minute, because this bitch is listening to Jay-Z.
I do listen to Jay-Z though, but I don't like. I hate music without substance, as you just said before, like Lady Gaga 911. I didn't listen to her album like that, so I don't really know the song. So you saying that to me, no, make me want to go listen to the song. And I like music with substance. If you're gonna come and you're gonna be singing something that I cannot relate to, it makes no sense I'm listening to that song or listening to that music at all. And I like albums, I don't like singles.
But see, the thing, that's where I kind of disagree, because I know you're not going, I know that even if you had listened to Gaga, you probably wouldn't get that, because I don't think you're really into Gaga as much as per se I would be.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with you listening and coming and saying, Shannon, you know that this song is really good. I think it's a song that you should listen to. Go check out 911. Then I'll go check it out. But I'm not diving all the way into Lady Gaga. I don't love her that much to dive into her music and want to know what's going on over there. That's for monsters. You're a monster. I'm not a monster. I'm sorry. I'm not ashamed to say that. Yes, she stands for the community. Yes, she's been a big advocate for us, but I'm not a big fan. It doesn't make sense I go over there trying to force myself onto something I know I'm not gonna enjoy. Makes no sense.
Well, you know, while we're on the topic of being monsters and Lady Gaga, her remix album, The Dawn of Chromatica, is dropping tomorrow, so check it out.
There's a lot of music dropping tomorrow, I realize, because Certified Lover Boy is coming out tomorrow too, y'all.
And yes, and also keep a lookout, because we are going to be talking about Donda and Certified Lover Boy. We're going to see which album is a bop and which one is the flop.
And I'm gonna tell y'all, I've said this before and I'm gonna keep saying it, bitch, I'm not listening to Donda until I listen to Certified Lover Boy. So tomorrow morning, bitch, the first thing that will be playing while I'm driving to work is Certified Lover Boy. When I'm finished, then I'll go listen to Donda. But I ain't showing Kanye West no loyalty. That nigga is a shitty ass nigga. Fuck Kanye.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I hear you. Okay.
You still can't recover from that? What the hell? Y'all, don't play with me over here. Don't play with me, because y'all know Kanye is a shitty ass nigga. Kanye has never for the past couple of years stood for us, been hey, on our listen, side. Kanye West has
been on
over hold there.
Hold on, sis. Let's keep that energy. for when we just died.
Hey, no, you don't need to tell me to keep that energy. You know, okay. I'm always going to be standing on this side of the table. And guess what? I'm always going to be pushing the same energy I'm pushing now. So don't think I'm going to be flipping anytime soon. Hell no.
All right. But I'll miss it. Like, I understand where, so definitely I do have my own thoughts as it relates to Kanye as a person. But Mello just, you know, have an open mind as we got into the album. Because, you know, some of them listening to already, but after the whole messy, because to me, the rollout just messy, I'm going to just feel like some people are listening to it brand new. From scratch. And I'm just
what do you mean by the whole rollout was messy? Tell us about that. What's going on over there? Because I haven't been over there in a while.
I just feel like it was the entire rollout was messy, from the duplicitous listening events that we've had, where people has been feeling, oh, you know, so we're gonna have one listening party to the album, I'm gonna drop the next day, boom, not gonna happen. So all of that has been happening, plus the album getting pushed back. We've been getting wrong dates. And then it finally dropped, must say, a couple of days ago, last week. And it happened.
No, it dropped this week. It actually dropped on Sunday of this week.
Oh, Sunday? Okay, so it dropped Sunday, right? And then by the next couple of hours, it got re-released with different tracks. People who are on it getting dropped off, persons who weren't on it getting put on. So it was like, to me, it was like a whole messy thing. I'm gonna like that. I'm gonna like messy rollouts. Because to me, yes, that I go on a flip side, it may put more people onto you, but on the flip side, it could be a bad thing, because if the rollout was messy in the first place and the album not have no substance and the album not good, you know, so your career done right as well. You know, there's so many things that's going on. I also would love to touch on Spice's album in the upcoming episodes. You know, just one dropping the little Jamaican people in Wagwan, you know, chants.
You know I've been listening to for years, Dexter Dap. I think we should touch, he has two albums. I think we should touch on that too. And also Alkaline. You remember I was telling you about Alkaline album that just dropped too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I think you should give it a listen. It's
Okay. I'm gonna think about it, I feel like Dancehall was at its best, similar to how pop music was at an all-time high back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, 2008, 2013, 2014. For me, I feel like this was the same with Dancehall, because remember them and British Signal, T.O.K. Ding Dong, Ravers, Clavers, and all them people, you know, Elephant Man, Beanie Man, Cartel Movado, Spice, Tifa, may I tell you, the people used to, every goddamn week, we get one new rhythm, and we get a bunch of artists. Man. Oh, and that's the next thing we want to talk about, like, how in Jamaica, we don't just have beats, we don't call them beats, we call them rhythm. And it's such a fascinating, I've always considered it to be so fascinating, Fernando. Because you have one rhythm, and you have like 20 different, I'm just putting one rhythm.
You know why I enjoyed that more than, all right, and you know what? I realized that people used to laugh at that shit. Yeah. And now I realize here, it's so similar, because I remember I was listening to Iggy Azalea, not this last album, the album before, and every one of her songs sounded the same. And I was like, why does all of her songs sound the same on this album? And when I really dived into it, I realized she had one producer on the album, one engineering. So all of her music sounded exactly the same. And it brought the reason why I liked the album was because it brought me back to that. It brought me back to the Jamaican days where it was one rhythm and you have to come up with 10 different songs, 10 different artists coming together to make one thing.
One thing.
Right. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Because guess what? DeMarcus still does that shit too, up to this day, and release it on iTunes as an album. Beanie Man did that too.
And you know what? Funny enough, you know, what's his name? Trippie Redd, I believe his name is. Hold on. Let me go.
That's
to
his Google. Name.
That's his name, Trippie Redd, right? He just dropped an album, and most of the songs sounded the same. It was kind of like PC music, kind of like Fantasy Five type music. So it was very much that. I couldn't really get into more than probably 3 tracks, because I'm gonna know what the Microsoft is going on right here.
I'm not a big fan of Trippie Redd, just to say. So I don't know any of his music. I don't listen to any of his music. I think some of these rappers nowadays, they're just so mediocre. Like, the industry created them because they had a fan base before, and they just worked with them because they know that, guess what, their fan base is automatically going to go out and buy their music, whether they put out shitty music or really good music. So it's just what it is. And I don't think I need to dive into something that I'm not going to enjoy at all. I've said that before, and I'm going to keep saying it throughout the show.
True. This is strictly pop music, guys. You know, we may talk about dancehall. We may dive into hip hop. You know.
But let me. You know what? I just thought of this. You know that dancehall has pop music though. You know that, right? Because Bella Blair. You know Bella Blair. Yes. She sings pop dancehall, right? You know that.
Yeah. I like Bella Blair. She can go on. Man,
she has a new album this Friday too.
Okay.
Yes, girl, and girl has been rolling out. Girl has been rolling out and doing a clean rollout too for this album coming.
My love to say she up on her grind. I mean, she have her baby the other day. She body snap back well, nice and pretty. You know, she adore looking music. I'm excited for the album now that you've brought it to my attention. I mean, definitely, I will get into it. So,
you know who sings pop music too? To me, Cecile. You know that Cecile sound like she's singing pop dancehall, pop reggae though.
Girl,
she do be feeling like that. Really? I love her. You know that she had a song the other day that was running the entire Europe, UK, all over there.
What song
and
is that?
And it was a really catchy song. It was with, I think it was David Guetta or what a group, the name that break up the other day. What him name? That group with the 3 guys. One from Jamaica. David, not David Guetta. Oh, Diplo was in there.
You're talking.
Major Lazer. Right. Major Lazer. Yes. And she jumped on there and she killed that shit. And she was running Europe for a whole 6 months. I didn't even know that it was her. I can't remember it, but she was running that. It was really good. Like, she was running over there. The song went number one on Billboard in Europe.
I'm Googling that shit right now, girl.
She was running it. And even the song that Beyonce jumped on with Vibes Cartel, that was a really good shit too. I felt like that was pop music. Not really pop, but yeah, poppy after Beyonce jumped on there. What was that song name?
Oh, it's
Run the World Rhythm. What was the song?
Oh, hold on. It is called Brazilian Boys featuring Cecile. Okay.
Right, you see?
Yeah, I'm gonna
get
into it.
You need to get into it, sis.
I'm gonna get into it. All right, so we have definitely reached the end of our little mini podcast. It's called Get Into It, Sis, with Shanna and Rob. Guys, tune in to us every Thursday. Every Thursday. Yeah, tune into us every Thursday while we talk about the things that we love, which is music. And, you know, just like the show. Show it to everybody. Tune in every week and just, you know, just vibe with us. You know, even though early in the morning. But yeah, vibe with me. All right, Shannon, anything you want to leave with me?
No, just tune into another episode next week. And I hope y'all enjoy us.
All right. Later, peeps.